Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thanksgiving Eve. Ready for it?
Yes.
I did go pick up my ham last night. And
really?
Yeah, I went and picked up the ham, and then tonight I'm going to pick up my turkey. Get that all out of the way, if you know what I mean.
I got a Thanksgiving array near Costello's this morning. You know, I had plans, but they kind of got sidetracked. But luckily, we had that to fall back on, so it all worked out.
Okay, makes sense. Here was something very special that happened in our neighboring state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey proclaimed today as Operation Iron Ruck Day. We talked about this on the Tuesday show, if you remember. Mm-hmm. Student veterans and ROTC members from the University of Alabama and Auburn University will ruck 151 miles to honor vets who have lost their lives to suicide. This year, they're traveling from Jordan-Hare, there in Auburn, to Bryant-Denny in Tuscaloosa to raise awareness for suicide prevention. It is estimated that 22 veterans, this is a sad part, it's estimated that 22 vets die daily by suicide. Participants will carry 22 pounds of donated materials to honor them, while they will also carry the game ball for the Iron Bowl Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and we discussed it last hour. It should be a heck of a game.
It should be interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on. We do have some backups as you come into downtown Pensacola, coming from I-110 near the Bay Center. Do have some backups over there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, I said the low was 68. That is the low that is still listed. However, it is 66 degrees.
Okay.
We have hit, yeah. We have hit a very strange moment.
All right. Kind of wrap it up the afternoon here before we head into the Thanksgiving Thursday. Stocks ending down today with losses from big tech pulling the markets lower. Tom Graham has the information for us.
Stocks leaving a bad taste in investors' mouths ahead of the Thanksgiving break. Wall Street will be closed tomorrow. Today, the Dow fell 138 points. The NASDAQ dropped 115. The S&P 500 gave up 23. The U.S. economy expanded at a healthy 2.8% annual pace from July through September. That's according to the new Commerce Department numbers. Growth was driven by strong consumer spending and a surge in exports. And after Thanksgiving, the Christmas shopping season kicks off with Black Friday spending. Industry forecasts project that more than 183 million people will shop in U.S. stores and online between Turkey Day and Cyber Monday. Gallup's survey finds spending is expected to increase on holiday gifts this year over last. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All righty. Also, one of our top stories today, three Americans that were detained in China are being released in a prisoner exchange. Politico reports that Americans being traded for unidentified Chinese citizens that were in U.S. custody. And the release of the three comes after years of negotiations between the White House and China. It's also after American David Lin was released in September in a similar swap deal.
Okay, it is that time of year to crank up the Hallmark Christmas movies and bust out the ugly Christmas sweaters and get ready for the Elf Parade Friday. And I'm happy to report Austin's done a very masterful job at summing up some good weather for us. Should be a beautiful day on Friday for the parade.
Absolutely.
The friendly and family-oriented parade rings in the Christmas season for its 13th year. Want to get involved? Just go down to 15 West Government Street by 12:30. Contest judging begins at 1:25. And I believe that small parade rolls at 2 o'clock in downtown. No entry fee is required.
All right. And Escambia Fire Rescue had their first graduates from the new county-run firefighter training program. The county had previously partnered with Georgetown University for the Fire Academy, but opted to create their own program to make scheduling easier. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says the instructors that were teaching the classes at Georgetown already worked for Escambia Fire Rescue, so migrating the classes wasn't really a big challenge. Another benefit was that the cadets were trained to Escambia County standards from the start. 15 cadets graduated at a ceremony held last week.
Yeah, that was good stuff. 6:18 News Radio 92.3. As President-elect Trump prepares his return to the White House, He's taking a focus on eliminating waste with the new Department of Government Efficiency, headed by ex-owner, of course, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Here's Peter Ducey at the White House with more on this.
One of the challenges, as it turns out, of this new Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Doge project is trying to figure out how to make cuts to wasteful government spending permanent. Ahead of Doge, we have Senator Joni Ernst on X. A few posts from a long thread. One, ghost workers. We are spending $15.7 billion a year on underutilized buildings. Many are vacant. Bureaucrats refuse to show up to work, so why are we paying for empty buildings? She also posted this, bad pennies. Currently, the federal government is paying 3 cents to produce a penny and 11 cents to make a nickel. That makes no sense. Only Washington could lose money making money. Changing the composition of coins would save $50 million a year.
Wow. And, you know, speaking of President-elect Trump and his cabinet and his inner circle, well, several of his cabinet nominees and other appointees are being targeted with bomb threats. Trump spokesperson Caroline Levitt says that they were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. And she added these attacks ranged from bomb threats to swatting.
Old joy is what we were preparing for. We're not getting that old joy. It seems like with this transition going on, congratulations to agriculturalist Jerry Davis. He's received the Florida Farm Bureau's highest service award, the Distinguished Service Award. It's in recognition of his overall contribution to the farming community at the local and on the state level. Davis, by the way, been a Farm Bureau member for more than 30 years, serving as the Santa Rosa County president for 21 years. That big hee-haw salute goes out to Jerry Davis this afternoon.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the day before Thanksgiving, that's today, is one of the busiest nights of the year for many bars and taverns, and it's known as Drinksgiving. We've got details on what exactly that is and how you can be safe tonight right before your Thanksgiving holiday. That and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles wrap up the season this Saturday night as they host the Florida Gators for the Sunshine Showdown.
Florida takes on Florida State at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pepsicola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
New Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I'm understanding they might open up some of these cold weather shelters.
Really?
In Friday night or so. Going to follow that for you. I'm not sure when or where, but I believe it's one in the Milton area that usually opens up as a cold weather shelter. But they're thinking about that. So,
well, and I understand why, because it's going to get cold fast. It's not too bad this evening. But yeah, we talked about how tomorrow's low is what, 49-ish? And then, man, when we get into Friday and Saturday, I mean,
38 was one of the lows.
38's Friday's low, yeah, right. And its high is 59, so it's going to be cold all throughout Friday and into your weekend.
Okay, here's something to pass on. A lot of people like to party tonight before, of course, Turkey Day. But a drunk driver can be the biggest turkey of them all. I would just throw that in there. Lisa Brady has more on this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. It's often considered one of the biggest party nights of the year because so many people have the next day off. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration offers these facts on drinking and driving. In 2022, 100 drivers were involved in fatal traffic crashes on Thanksgiving Eve, and 35% of those were drunk. From 2018 to 2022, more than 800 people were killed in drunk driving crashes over the Thanksgiving holiday period. NHTSA has a few tips to make sure you get home safely. Make a plan and schedule a ride or ride share in advance or call a taxi. Call a sober friend to get you. Join the masses and ride public transportation. If you see a friend who you think is drunk and getting ready to drive home, take their keys. And their final tip, always wear a seatbelt, no matter what time of year or holiday season it is. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, once again, if you need that free ride home, Toe2Go program by AAA is now, well, it went into effect at 6 p.m. this evening. It'll be continuing through Monday, December 2nd. They'll stop it at 6 a.m. Here's the number to call if you need a safe ride home, 855-286-9246. That's the AAA Toe2Go program.
Alrighty, and speaking of riding home, another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Have some backups coming into downtown Pensacola. This is going to be near the Bay Center, coming down from I-110. Issues around there, no confirmation of any accident or anything. But we do have to consider there is an Ice Flyers game tonight, so you know, be on the lookout for that. That could be adding to the traffic congestion there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it is about 66 degrees right now. The low is 68, so we're really defying some odds here. Tomorrow, about a 20 to 30% chance of rain throughout your Thanksgiving Thursday, high of 75, low of 49, and wind speeds ranging from 8 to 12 miles per hour.
Okay, Black Friday on the way. Here's a gift guide for the gamer in your life this year.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
For Black Friday, here is your annual Fox on Games Gifts for Gamers. For all you Fallout fiends out there, rejoice. The series is a hit, and so are Gunner's ultraviolet blocking glasses styled in the infamous Vault-Tec blue and yellow. Now for the aspiring pilots in our midst, Thrustmaster is launching the T-Flight HOTUS 1 flight stick. And let's not forget our racers. Thrustmaster's T-48 wheel comes with a digital dashboard and pedals inclusive of a clutch for that true-to-life Forza experience. Next, we We shrink down the intriguing world of miniature gaming with Crax Atom controllers, CRKD. These are not your standard controllers. These keychain wonders connect to mobiles, tablets, smart TVs, and your Nintendo Switch. Moving on to the heavy hitters, Thrustmaster hits home again with their eSwap XR Pro controller. Sony's DualSense Edge for PS5 follows suit, letting you replace thumbsticks with ease. Sony's Pulse Elite headphones offer the complete PlayStation sensory experience. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right, very nice. Also, wanted to touch on this, a national story here, and it's kind of pointing to a bigger issue we've heard on and off. The Biden administration sanctioning 21 Venezuelan security and cabinet officials aligned with the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. This comes on top of sanctions already imposed after the July elections the U.S. does not see as legitimate. The State Department is also putting visa restrictions on officials backing Maduro, who undermine the electoral process in Venezuela and are responsible for acts of repression, that according to a senior administration official.
Okay, the clock is ticking as a local homeless camp will be cleared of campers in just a few days here. The deadline is December 2nd. Occupants must be moved from the area known as the Beggs Lane Camp in Brent. County officials say ongoing efforts to relocate people have been encouraging, although some people will remain homeless.
And top officials from Mexico and Canada, of course, those are the two countries we're hearing about, and with the news surrounding these Trump tariffs, they say the hefty tariffs proposed by Trump would harm all the economies involved. Trump vowed on Monday to impose 25% tariffs on the U.S.'s North American trade partners on his first day in office. During a press conference yesterday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum warned that one tariff will follow another until both countries put common businesses at risk. A top official with the Bank of Canada said yesterday that any move by Trump to deliver on his promise would clearly have an impact on both economies.
I just get a big chuckle out of people making their decisions and they don't even know what the plan is yet. I mean, this is the stuff that I'm talking about. These people don't have crystal balls, do they?
Last I checked, no.
Okay. So how can they it's the fear element that just makes me so darn mad, because they have no substantial evidence in terms of what the heck they're talking about. Plan's not out yet. He's not in office yet. What are you talking about? Quit putting fear into people.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the holidays, for goodness sake.
Yeah, come on. If you can't enjoy the holidays, what can you
You're
enjoy?
Absolutely right. And listen, if you're thinking about maybe buying a home or selling that home, we are watching those mortgage numbers for you today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the benchmark 30-year fix up a little bit, 6.95%. Latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.37%.
All right. With it being just about 6:30 here, I'll get a bit of an intro into our sports segment. Latest college football playoff rankings came out last night, and the top four remained the same. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State. Notre Dame climbed one spot to number 5, Miami up 2 spots to number 6, and Georgia jumped 3 to number 7, followed by Tennessee, SMU, and Indiana to round out the top 10. And we've got some of these teams that are floating around towards the bottom of the top 12 that kind of catching some eyes, including 13th ranked 8-3 Alabama. Many people, including that Austin Price fella up in the Florida Panhandle, they all think that Alabama being ranked that high after losing 24-3 to Oklahoma is a bunch of hooey. And we can touch on that. Chris will probably agree. Details on that stuff and more coming up on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Deborah Valentine. A temporary ceasefire underway between Israel and Hezbollah as brokered by the U.S. and France. Lead White House ceasefire negotiator Amos Hochstein on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. He comments on the deal coming during the presidential transition.
We have to recognize as Americans that maybe, you know, our transitions in politics may not be the only timeline that's important when you're in the middle of a raging war and people are dying.
Incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan is among several Trump cabinet appointees receiving bomb and swatting threats Tuesday. Homan asked if the government's response should be different if foreign actors are held responsible.
If they find out it's coming from a foreign nation, of course we got to respond to them. This is unacceptable for Republican or Democrat.
Homan, a guest on Fox's The Story with guest host Jillian Turner. The FBI hasn't said where those threats originated. It's under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Aconis with Your Money Now. Reddit wants to attract more international users. The company COO Jen Wong told CNBC half of Reddit's users are outside of the U.S. The company plans to use artificial intelligence translators in that effort. Reddit wants to have 20 to 30 languages available by the end of the year. Cybersecurity company CrowdStrike released its earnings report for the third quarter. The company increased its annual revenue and profit forecasts as it beat third quarter earnings expectations. Despite the news, CrowdStrike shares fell 4.6%. Volkswagen plans to sell its car factory in Xinjiang, China. In a statement, the German car company said it made the decision for economic reasons as it cut costs and plans to increase electric car production. The company's shares have fallen 29% since the start of the year. On Wall Street, stock averages fell across the board. The Dow dropped 138 points, S&P lost 22 points, and the NASDAQ fell 115 points. U.S. oil futures under 69 a barrel. It's your money now.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up. It's golf. I can't wait for the college football playoff. I think we're finally going to get a real college football champion for the first time. 40 years ago, they just told us who was going to play. Then it was a computer. And then we had a 14 playoff. This is a real playoff for the first time is going to give us a real college football champion. I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Welcome to TGL presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, layoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into six teams. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. And tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up. It's golf.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now, and Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide for free. It explains how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. The bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. ready for Thanksgiving, are you?
Yes, I am.
Just got me a turkey.
Yes, so we have found out.
Guy walks in the door here, you want a turkey? Sure.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a Cajun turkey.
And you may be thinking, well, what kind of radio station has a dude just walk in and say, want a turkey?
This is a dream radio station. I was telling Jeremy, he's the brains behind this thing here. It's so cool. You walk in this in the studios here, and there's like, what is that, about a 15, 20-foot tree?
It's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's a big tree. I mean, they got stockings stuck everywhere. It has the environment of a holiday, and I love it. Just a good place. Nice place to work here. The World Series champions wasting no time making moves. Talking a little MLB this afternoon.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have reportedly agreed to a deal with free agent pitcher Blake Snell on a 5-year, $182 million contract. The lefty pitched for the San Francisco Giants last season, where he excelled at the end of the year, pitching to a 1.23 ERA in his final 14 starts. The defending champs are no stranger to spending big bucks in the offseason. They forked up over $1 billion in contracts last year. Snell now joins a rotation which features Shohei Ohtani, Tyler Glasnow, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And LA is also the favorite to land Japanese pitching phenom Roki Sasaki when he gets posted in December. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
It would be rough being a Dodgers announcer. I would just say, okay, A, B, and C, that's what we're going to label them this year.
Yeah.
The names they is score. What I'm talking about.
Dodgers score again.
That's it. Somebody in the Dodgers scored again. That pitcher guy just hit a home run.
All right. You know, Chris, I hinted at this before the break, and I want your thoughts on it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So Alabama.
Yes.
8-3. They have two losses to 6-5 teams, one of which they gave up 40 points to, the other of which they lost 24-3 against.
Jeez.
Do you look at this team and think, now that's playoff caliber?
You know, it's I had a hard time judging Alabama all season.
They're pretty streaky.
I didn't know who was going to show up
right. From
Saturday to Saturday. So I'm not quite sure if that holds true in what you're saying.
Man,
I'm not sure I'm on the page with you.
Well, they dropped to 13th, and right now they're looking like they're in pretty good position to make the playoff as a 3-loss team, and that would be the case because Clemson's one spot ahead of them. Clemson plays a ranked South Carolina. If Clemson loses that game, they're obviously out of the hunt. At that point, Bama would just need one more shoe to fall, and it would probably be the ACC runner-up. SMU's expected to lose the ACC title game to Miami, and they are currently ranked 9th.
Gosh, I remember when sports was so easy to follow. Now you have to have a degree from MIT just to know what's going on.
I'll tell you this. If you haven't been able to easily follow, I'll put it to you this way. Bama's getting some favoritism.
Let's talk about SEC real quick. Friday's games, Mississippi State, Ole Miss.
I got to take Ole Miss.
Georgia Tech. We're going to run through these things real quick here.
Yeah, I got Georgia.
Okay, the Saturday games, Florida, FSU.
I got to take Florida big.
And congratulations to
Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah.
Last hour.
Our good buddy Jonathan. He won those FSU tickets for that game. Those are good tickets, by the way.
Absolutely.
So thanks for giving them to Jonathan. Nice guy you are.
Yeah, and Jonathan, thanks for listening.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Bottom line, thank you so much. South Carolina versus Clemson.
Once again, I got to take SC there.
Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
Got to take Tennessee.
Louisville, Kentucky. Not Louisville, Kentucky, yeah. But Louisville take it.
Yeah, there's
Kentucky.
No comma there.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I got to tell you, Louisville is having a significantly better season, but that has never stopped Kentucky from stunning them before, so I'll take the Wildcats. Why not?
My mother's from Louisville, by the way. Arkansas versus Missouri.
I'll take Mizzou, especially considering I think they're at home, but they have not impressed me really once this year.
Listen, I know you gave Bama the nod on this, the Iron Bowl game here.
Right.
To what degree did you give them the nod?
I think they'll win probably to score 31-21 at ballpark.
Okay, Oklahoma, LSU, and you're a very kind person with this game.
Yes, I'm taking LSU at
home.
You're
more kind than I am.
Well, and look, honestly, throughout that entire slate, there were several games that we just discussed that are upset alerts.
Right. This is one of them.
So I hope it's a chaotic weekend. I just don't know if it will be.
This can't be an upset. They're both not good teams this year, really.
Oklahoma would probably be the team that's the underdog in that game because they are worse by one game and they're on the road.
Okay. And Texas A&M.
I'm taking A&M there. Lower ranked home team, hate-filled rival. They're out for blood after falling to Auburn. And Texas has not impressed me.
And don't forget, puck drops in less than 20 minutes. Ice Flyers take it on Huntsville. They're in the Bay Center tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for reminding me, because we've got a traffic update coming up in a few minutes, and one of the main things we're going to touch on is some of that downtown Pensacola traffic around the Bay Center.
Yeah, and also those folks starting up on Cervantes and Palafox checking the lights out.
Yes.
That's the starting point if you want to do that, folks. Great, great opportunity. Just pick it up, Palafox Street at Cervantes, head south on Palafox, and enjoy the lights. Yeah. Man, it looks beautiful down there.
Absolutely. And, all right, wanted to touch on this as well. Mentioned this, it was either the 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock hour. Either way, it's been a while. Irish whiskey brand, Proper Number 12, they dropped Conor McGregor because of his liability in a 2018 sexual assault case that took that was confirmed last week in Dublin. Excuse me. The UFC champ helped find the brand last year, or that same year. My goodness, I can't read. He sold his stake in 2021, but stayed on as the public face of the brand. And video game developer IO Interactive said it will no longer work with him. He was a side character in their game Hitman. So ever since he's been found liable of that case, he's just been losing sponsorships and partnerships left and right.
Listen, I went back and did some research. You were during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, you mentioned the cost of what people are spending on Christmas. I think you said like $1,000 or something like that.
Give or take.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, I can tell you that.
Right.
The holidays are expensive. Period.
Yeah, just believe it or not.
They are expensive. Period. And for many of us, we look for ways to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Barsky's in, helping us out.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. This year, the average family celebrating the winter holidays will spend nearly $900 on gifts, decorations, food, and other key seasonal items, according to the National Retail Federation. With so many people already focused on holiday gift shopping and planning, there are some things that you can do to not break the bank. Rachel Cruz, personal finance and budgeting expert, says first decide how much you can spend and ask yourself, how much can I afford to save between now and Christmas? She says make a list of the people you want to buy presents for, and don't forget parties and travel, and include a dollar amount next to each name and category. Then subtract those numbers from the total you're planning to save, and if you've ended up with zero, you have perfected the Christmas budget. In addition, she says create a holiday budget inventory and find things you can tweak. Also ask yourself, what holiday traditions can I give up? Cruz says you can quickly cut down on spending by not buying gifts out of obligation. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Boy, she lost me at the very start. Jeez. Yeah. Revise that. Give me back 10 seconds. What did she talk about?
Well, she talked about saving you money on some gifts. That's what she talked about. And she ended it with the whole obligatory statement, right? So basically, don't feel obligated to show someone you love them with money. All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get that quick check of the roads and weather I had hinted at a few minutes ago. There's not too much going on downtown Pensacola. Do have some backups there. Near and around the Bay Center, do have an Ice Flyers game getting underway shortly. Mr. Brian?
Au contraire. There is a lot going on in downtown Pensacola. Winterfest down there, the lights,
right.
A lot of things happening down there.
The
hockey game.
Yeah, I only mentioned the Ice Flyers game fixing to start, but yes, that stuff is going on as well.
All kinds of things going on, yeah.
Yes, several matters there. And then as for the weather, 66 degrees tomorrow, high of 75, low of 49, 20 to 30% chance of storms throughout your Thanksgiving Day, unfortunately, along with 8 to 12 mile per hour winds throughout the day. So rainy, a little bit windy, not a good day to be a holiday inflatable.
I think we should do a hee-haw salute out to these students and volunteers from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. They worked this past week here. They worked in fields near Jay to harvest vegetables that will help feed 1,000 needy families for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The event at the University of Florida's Research and Education Center, part of the Farm to City Week. So University of Florida was part of that.
All righty. And Florida lawmakers are already getting ready for their big legislative session next year. State senators have filed a series of bills. Some of the measures are aimed at closing loopholes used in condo foreclosures and banning chemicals from being released into the atmosphere that impact the weather. Committees from both chambers are expected to meet over the next 3 months to look over the current proposals. More than 200 bills were signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis just last year, and lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene in Tallahassee for the next 60-day session in March.
Okay, let me kind of peruse the Pensacola International board here, and there's a few flights of interest and concern. And I bring this to your attention simply if you have to pick somebody up out at PNS, this gives you kind of an idea in terms of, are you going to have to go to the lot park, or can you wait and pick them up at the gate side? Anyway, Dallas-Fort Worth, there's an American flight coming up, 3841. Touchdown scheduled at 7:04. That will be about a half an hour late on that one. Flight coming up out of Denver. Scheduled, wheel touchdown, 7:58. Now about an hour, 10 minutes late. It's Frontier 3930, delayed until about 9:03 this evening. Other than that, board looks good. No delays or cancellations than the two flights I just mentioned.
All righty. And early this hour, we give you a bit of the Wall Street rundown, but just some of the specific numbers here for you. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 138 points to 44,722. S&P 500 fell by 22 points to 59,98. And the NASDAQ dropped by 115 points to 1960. So all in all, a pretty low day for stocks.
Okay, since we're kind of talking about the airlines and air travel here, take you across the country here for a second. I just had this racked out of Fox for you. A record number of travelers are heading to airports, hitting the road for Thanksgiving. Sabrini, that's it, has details. She's over at Chicago's O'Hare International this afternoon.
We've been speaking to a lot of people who are all going through different things as they go through the airport, including one woman who told me that she's carrying her mom's ashes. So it's a good idea to be kind to everybody around you, not just the employees, but other travelers, as well as everyone stressed. If you are traveling back on Sunday, generally everyone is returning from their travels on that day. This, as TSA says, they plan to screen 18.3 million passengers throughout the country over the 7-day period, 6% more than the same stretch last year.
Okay, and Christina Coleman has the latest from LAX in Los Angeles.
More than 2.2 million people are expected to pass through LAX during the Thanksgiving break, contributing to the roughly 80 million people AAA projects will travel this holiday. That's 1.7 million more travelers compared to last year. Travelers here at LAX tell me they've been bracing themselves for the holiday rush. More than 5.8 million people are expected to fly domestically. Stormy weather moving along the East Coast and shortages in air traffic controllers could cause more delays this week. Travel experts are encouraging folks to pre-plan their trip before they even head out to the airport in case they hit bad traffic or long lines.
There you go. Of course, we had a great discussion with Matt over at the airport on Tuesday show.
Right.
Kind of getting this all set up there, and Matt Coughlin, I'm talking about, airport director at PNS. And he kind of laid it all out for us. Things looking great out at PNS. Really no problems to deal with. Looking good. It's getting out of here to your connecting cities might be the problem. Yeah. If you have to go through the hubs of maybe Atlanta, Charlotte's got that little strike going on up there from the service workers. Might have to deal with that. Don't expect that to really happen. But then once you do get into that northeast corridor, Washington North, going into New Jersey, NYC, up into Boston, you're on your own. Good luck on that one.
And the new report shows inflation rose slightly in October. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, used by the Fed to gauge inflation, showed a 0.2% increase last month, and it also showed a yearly inflation rate of 2.3%.
You want to have a good time tonight?
I would love to, especially after that headline.
Go buy yourself a Powerball ticket.
Really?
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, the drawing's tonight, 10 o'clock, $196 million, $90.7 million, that's on the line, cashed out the door. Hey, give me the money, I'm out of here. $90 million. Would you like to have that for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, preferably.
I'd like to have that for any day, actually.
Absolutely.
But anyway, and then so that's what's going to happen with Powerball. Then on Friday night, we have Mega Millions, $514 million, $241 million cash option. Again, drawing Friday night, about 10 o'clock.
All righty, just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, know you're a big animal lover. Who isn't? Yeah,
absolutely.
Who isn't? Well, we do have a feel-good local story about an animal that has been rescued and will perhaps be up for adoption soon. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Go ahead and invite Boy George in here. Just come on in here,
George. Yeah. Presenting Boy George. Yeah, he's here with us.
There he is. Here, ladies and gentlemen, Boy George.
That would be quite a random yet impressive interview.
That would be a very strange interview, I think.
Especially with 6 minutes left to go.
Would you please move your makeup a little bit, please? Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Having a nice Thursday Eve, not Thursday, but Thanksgiving Eve for Turkey Day tomorrow.
Right.
Feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will deflate my inflatables tonight.
Smart.
Just to play the safe game.
Well, and you know what? Since it's almost 6:55, I'll go ahead and tell people why you're saying that. Looking at traffic and weather together here, we'll get started with weather. It's 66 degrees right now, you know, par for the course. But tomorrow, it is going to be a rainy day. High of 75, low of 49, 20 to 30% chance of storms throughout your Thanksgiving. And as Chris just hinted at there with the inflatables, not only is it rainy, it's going to be a little bit windy. Wind speeds ranging anywhere from 8 to 12 miles per hour throughout the day.
You know, you just don't want to mess it all up because the decorations are going to be up for another month.
Yes. And, and as for the traffic.
Where are my manners? Yeah, what about that?
Throughout downtown Pensacola, near the Bay Center in particular, we got several events going on there. Very busy night in downtown Pensacola. Just some increased congestion, and not just increased traffic with cars, but also with what are they called? Street crossing pedestrians. So just be on the lookout for that.
Okay, don't forget about it. If you're a aficionado of Christmas music, let me add free Christmas music. Have it for you on Pensacola Christmas 94.5. Christmas music that is really done well.
A lot of the classics.
It's just done well. Go ahead and sample it. We'd love to have you sample it. Give us a text. Tell us what you thought about it.
Yeah,
but anyway,
if
you want the Christmas music, and you don't have to buy a friggin' satellite distribution subscription to get the free Christmas music.
Right.
Absolutely free. It used to be in the early days when we were playing rock music back in when FM first came about. And it was a big deal back in that time. There was like quad and FM stereo and things like that.
Right.
You know, it was, we called FM free music.
Well, for what it's worth, I think I actually have it on my board here and I am listening to it right now. Yeah. And it's, and I think it's a Michael Bublé song. Hold on, let me hear it again. What is it?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial just because of what he's saying right now. Wait till we get off the air, then turn your dial if you'd like.
Well, the song's ending anyway. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I love that version by Bublé. Yeah, that's what it was, but it's just finishing up. So what's the next song? I don't know. You're going to have to find out yourself.
I was just inviting the nice folks to... if you would like to check out the Christmas music, because it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas, especially on Christmas Radio 94.5.
Yeah, check it out.
You know, while you're running errands or heading to work or just hanging out with a family or friends, it is the perfect complement to your whole holiday experience.
Right.
Pensacola Christmas Radio 94.5 FM.
All right. And, you know, with the holidays, you want a feel-good story, and I have this one that I hinted at before the break. A kitten rescued from a drain pipe near the Escambia County Juvenile Detention Center this week is recovering and could be up for adoption soon.
Nice.
The kitten rescue happened Monday morning when a sheriff's office employee, or actually a few of them, heard the kitten meowing for help. Animal welfare officers responded and crawled through the drainage tunnel to get to the kitten, who turned out to be healthy, but a bit underweight and understandably distressed from the situation. The cat has been named Pipes and will be up for adoption at the Escambia County Animal Shelter soon.
I'm claustrophobic. I would not go in that pipe.
I think I saw, I think I saw a photo of this cat, black and white cat, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Very, very cute little guy.
And that cat was probably thinking, what in the world are they doing?
Yeah.
I've got
my
this,
saviors.
I've got this under control.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Okay, it is 6:57. News Radio 92.3. New details coming out about one pop artist foray into country music. Michelle Polino has the details.
Lana Del Rey's new album has a title and release date. The artist posted on Instagram, "The Right Person Will Stay will arrive May 21st, and that it features collaborations with Jack Antonoff, Luke Laird, Drew Erickson, and her own sister, Caroline Chuck Grant. Laird is known for his work with country acts Casey Musgraves and Eric Church. She posted on Instagram, "Happy for you to hear a few songs coming up before Stagecoach, the Country Leaning Festival held in late April in Indio, California."
I mean, Henry, come on.
She dropped a teaser for the song Henry off the album on her Instagram in January. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
She's a very energetic young lady.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. And you wanted to touch on this as well. Marilyn Manson. What a way
Speaking
to end the show.
Speaking of energetic young ladies.
He's dropping his defamation lawsuit against his ex-fiancee, Evan Rachel Wood. Lawyers for both the rock star and the actress confirmed the agreement on Tuesday after a two-year legal battle. As part of the agreement, Manson has agreed to pay Woods his legal fees. And Manson sued her back in 2022, accusing her of and her partner of spreading a malicious falsehood that he was a rapist and abuser. He's denied the allegations, of course, and over a dozen women in recent years have accused him of sexual abuse. Several of those lawsuits have either been settled or dismissed.
Okay, Turkey Day tomorrow. Florida's most searched side dish for Thanksgiving is sweet potato casserole.
Understandable.
Floridians prefer banana bread. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Florida is the only state to highlight that selection.
That's odd.
That's probably why that is. But listen, go out and have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and have a safe night tonight.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.